Our first speaker today, Uli Anders, will speak about application, about his... He's always, I would say, a technical nerd. We always see deep technical stuff, Raspberry Pi and whatever. Mm-hmm. So today he has brought another game to us. It is about binary programs with Tickle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hope the microphone works. So I'm glad to be here again. And this year I want to talk about visualizing the flow of a binary program using Tickle. And I will present a program that loads a canvas widget with a PPM picture that will illustrate the content of the computer memory and the instructions that are performed. They will be shown in a text widget, each line one machine instruction. And the whole system is always eight files. File one is the main script, it's a Tickle script, and two is a binary that I want to process with a Tickle script. Then three is a source to be put into the binary and is processed. Then four will contain the binary after visualization. Five is a list of parameters. Six is a picture of the memory before visualization. Seven will contain then the registers and stuff after visualization, and eight will contain the picture afterwards. So it's maybe a little bit strange for you. I will only show you the file three in my program. This is just a sentence, "Hello world, how are you?" And the script will, when it runs, you will see here in the text widget, line by line, the various parts of the machine code that is run. And on the right side in this picture, you see the pixels in various colors of the machine code that has been processed. And in this slide here, I want first explain the first thing, that is the header of the program. The header of a program is always at the beginning of a file, so header. And in Linux, the so-called ELF header is used, that is executable and linkable format. And in the header, there is much information for the operating system, how to load the binary and process it. But in my program, the main thing is the program must know where to go on after having read the header. And there is this gray piece here. This is where, this is also gray here. These 8 bytes, because it is a 64-bit program, they point to the starting address in the memory where the where the computer will continue. And as Linux uses and Intel processors use a little endian format, the less significant byte of an address comes first, and the highest byte less. So the address here points to 401000 in hexadecimal format, and 40000 is the base address that is always added to the address. In my computer picture, the address 40000 is here, but in the picture, it is the first byte, so this 40 is then not used, but in the computer it is used. Yeah. So anyway, the program I use will read here the byte pattern 7F, 4-5, 4-C, 4-6, which means this is an ELF header. Then it knows by this 3E that this is an ELF header for the AMD x86-64. And then it knows here at the address 1 at the address 1 8, there must be the address where the program will start. So this is 1000. This is here, and the code that will be processed afterwards consists of machine codes, and a machine code usually has one part with a fixed number. This is with black pixels, and then the parameters that the instruction will use for. And this is, for example, here, the first instruction is to move a 32-bit address to the RAX register. So this is 4 bytes that will be loaded into the RAX register. And the instruction here is B8. This indicates then for my program that the instruction is a move instruction, and the bytes that are moved to the register are 0. Yeah, that's the first thing. And in the next slide, I want to explain a little bit more complicated instruction. This is the instruction here. This is to move the content of a 32-bit register into the RSI register. And this instruction is here. The black things, and at the address 1012, you see the 8 bytes. The instruction consists in 4 bytes that are always fixed, 48, 8B, 3, 4, 2, 4, and then the address is 400300. Below here, I want to show you how my program works. It is consists in initialization of the whole thing, and then I always have a loop. In the loop, I ask whether the number of instructions performed reach an end value, then the program will stop. And then, what's that? And then, if not, then the procedure befehl is performed. And in this procedure befehl, as this means command, there's a sequence of if instructions, and for example, when the byte is 48, then it is asked when after the 48 is followed an 8B, and then in 3-4, then this must be the instruction move RSI, the content of 32-bit address to the RSI register. And this is another procedure. This is here. And to find out the content of the address, I have here another procedure. This is 32-bit of the parameter process counter of the process counter that is, will take the content of the address, and the content of the address is shown here. This is 400300, which now points to the place here. And as I need to know the content of that address, I read that address, and in the visualization, when I read a place of the memory, it's always green, and when I write to it, it is always red. It's just to know what happens. And when I execute a code, it is either gray or black. And so by these various colors, you can also find out what it is. Yeah, so anyway, in the procedure here, I have to read now the content of the 32-bit content again. And now at this address here, there's the address 400400. And this is now the place here where the input from the standard in is read in and written into the memory. And then after the instruction, read from standard in, then this violet pixels are made, and they contain the text from the input screen. So this "Hello world, how are you?" Yes. So in total, to write something from the standard input to the memory, it consists in five machine instructions. You must load the RAX register with the instruction number. Zero means that is a read instruction to read something. When the RDI register contains a zero, then this means that you read from standard in. Otherwise, when there is another value, there would be a file descriptor there. Then the RDX register is loaded with the length of the string that is loaded, and the RSI register then will be loaded by the pointer to where to write the string taken from standard in into the memory. And then finally, there is here this 0F05. This means a syscall, this is a system call instruction. And so when these is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 machine instruction are performed, then the string is written here. Yeah, it's maybe not familiar for the most of you, but we all use high-level languages and low-level. Yeah. But maybe you have somehow the impression how this works. Also, my program first, it is looking for a byte pattern, then finds out what is the instruction that is to be performed. This is another procedure. It runs then the procedure. The procedure will do simulate what is done in the real processor also. It will change the registers and so on. And then after that, it will then continue with the next instruction. So you see here that we have a sequence of 12 instructions to make this little program. Yeah, then a little bit about the how I make the picture here. I prepare a PPM picture, and I use no extensions, I use the image create photo, and I take the file from a picture with an empty image. Also the empty image is this here. It's just, you see the structure in 1 kilobyte portions, and nothing is written into the picture. Yeah. So this is the file 6 here. And I make a scroll bar also in the canvas, and paint the picture into the canvas. So, yeah. This is then the canvas, here's the scroll bar, and yeah. So I make this picture, and every time when I change the content of the picture, I have to either to read what is the color of the pixel at that place, and this I do by my photo get, and then I get the X and Y coordinates from that place in the picture. And when I put color there, I take my photo put and the color and the rectangular area where I put the color to. So I have here a procedure that takes three arguments. The first argument is the color, second argument is the place inside the picture in pixels, and the last thing is the number of pixels that I write to. I hope I'm not too late.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, then I will stop here, it's no problem. And you can then read my 28 slides also at home. The only thing that I would like to show you is 1 minute, the... Gott, wo habe ich das jetzt hier? Ah, here. How it is looking like when the program runs. I press here the start button, and so this will load a compiler. This is, and as the gray and black pixels will toggle every time at that place the instruction is run again, it toggles the color, so we have the impression that something is moving. And you see that I, at the end, also of the compiler, I will write some new commands, and these commands are in red color because they are written to it. When these commands afterwards are performed, then they will change into black, because then I will use the code that I've written there. Other the whole thing would last 5 minutes. Maybe I can show this in the pauses and afterwards. So maybe that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So sorry that I took too much time.
Uli Enders with real nerd stuff, self-modifying machine code. Yeah. My impression is, when I did those things, I was 12 years old, so you always stay young. Yeah, any questions? Okay, so I have I have two questions, Uli. First of all, is your work published somewhere?
Yeah, it will be published here in the conference slide, I hope.
Okay, the source code, I would say.
The source code you can get from me when you write me an email. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And second, why do you do that?
Yeah, I'm always interested in how really the things work in detail. Yes.
Okay. Great.
From the bits and the bytes and everything. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any
So you're simulating this processor. Do you have other processors also implemented, or only the AMD?
Yeah, I have the 64-bit Intel processor and the 32-bit Intel processor. But you can also emulate any processor. Mm-hmm.
So a soft processor implementation in Tegel. Uh-huh. So yeah. It is like walking on your hands. Mm-hmm.